Thank you. Have we any questions for Councillor McWilliam? Yes, Councillor.
I welcome the comments of the portfolio elder. Did you say we have to write in questions? One, you know, personally speaking, I think that's a disgrace. I think if members have questions they wish to ask of the Chief Executive, they should be able to attend that meeting and ask them face to face. Because, you know, it's like them checking what we're going to ask beforehand. Secondly, you mentioned the major incident continues. When do you suspect that will end? Because that is a big concern for local residents. Personally speaking, I think it's a flaming disgrace what is going on in that hospital. First of all, we had the cancer scandal, right? Nothing's really been done about that. We've had the chief exec talk the talk. We've had now a major incident announced at the hospital. When is someone actually going to get to grips with that hospital? When is someone really going to take the bulls by the horn and actually deal with the issues that are facing that hospital? Right, there's many, many issues there. The lack of staff, the lack of joined up working. You know, personally speaking, there's an executive board that is...
Excuse me, one meeting, please.
Yeah, carry on,
Councillor.
Thank you very much. There's obviously the scrutiny of the executive board seems to be not there at all. You know, local residents depend on that hospital. Through you, when are we going to see some real change in that hospital and things really, really happening for local residents?
Thank you, Councillor Oxley. Councillor Ivan Henderson.
Thank you, Chair. And I too would like to welcome that statement. It's a really good statement, and I'm pleased that the portfolio holders made provision for all of us to have the opportunity to be involved and bring our concerns to that meeting that she has raised. But what I would like to say is, and it's not for the portfolio holder to answer a lot of these questions, they're for those professionals who are dealing with the situation to actually come to us and explain themselves. But I think I must speak on behalf of most of the public here. It must be dreadful for the staff who are doing a fantastic job. Committed staff, looking after people every day of the year and having to go into work in those conditions with all this publicity surrounding them, thinking that, you know, I'm turning up to work and the job I'm doing is just not good enough. I was in there yesterday all day with some of those staff. It's a fantastic hospital and they're fantastic staff, giving a fantastic committed service to those people, and they do deserve better, but I welcome this statement.
Thank you. Councillor Broderick.
Thank you. Again, I welcome the statement. Can you tell me what measures they put in place after the Keogh report, and which resulted in Gordon Coutts, the CEO, resigning? They put in his special measures then. Did they not action any of his recommendations, do you know?
Any other questions for Councillor McWilliams? It's back to you then, Councillor McWilliams.
Right, thank you very much. Councillor Oxley, I am sorry, it's quite right. I can't answer some of your questions, and the whole reason I arranged for this meeting was so as you can actually ask those questions. I understand what you're saying about having to put into writing. You don't have to put them in writing, but it would avoid duplication on the actual day, because you probably get several questions that are all the same. So if you wouldn't mind accepting that. Thank you, Councillor Henderson, and I agree with your comments entirely. The staff are putting up with an awful lot, and you're right. I can't answer those questions. That's why it's better that we've arranged this meeting. And Joy, Councillor Broderick, I'm sorry, but I can't answer your questions either. I don't know what they did around Dr. Coutts or whatever happened then. That is something that is within the trust itself. So, but please do come along. You'd be more than welcome and be pleased to see you there.
Thank you, Councillor McWilliams.